Good morning and welcome to Monday Morning Manager with Sarah Waple and Growth Dynamics. I am the General Manager and I bring you our weekly episode of Monday Morning Manager. This week, our podcast goes against much of what we've ever been taught or how we felt. As a kid, you loved being told how awesome you were, and it was such a great feeling when everyone wanted to tell you how great you were doing great things, you tried really hard. But now as an adult, if you're hearing that on your sales calls, you need to stop and take a minute and figure out why are they paying you in strokes instead of giving you business. So this episode follows Melody and how she has to figure out what getting paid in strokes means. So without further ado, here we go with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Symptoms. Melody and her boss just couldn't understand why she continued to struggle to close business. She was a very outgoing person who was extremely well-liked by her customers. She went out of her way to be friendly to everyone and appeared to possess a good knowledge of her product and the selling process. Her failure to excel was confusing everyone. Diagnosis. A major weakness that many salespeople have is the need to be liked and complimented by the buyer. This need has the salesperson looking for love in all the wrong places. This causes them to be overly polite and avoid confrontation. This also means that they will be unlikely to ask tough qualifying and closing questions that get buyers off the decision fence. Like a desperate lover, salespeople will avoid hearing a no at all costs and accept any signal of hope without hesitation. These salespeople unconsciously get paid in stroking currency, which has no financial value. Prescription. Research suggests a salesperson with a stroke deficiency will be less effective than someone without. Overcoming this deficiency can be a difficult problem, but it can be overcome. Here are several ideas to consider. Be aware that selling is to advance business goals, not a social event. The purpose of sales interactions is to collect information about buyers by asking qualifying questions. Selling is no place for trying to meet your personal needs. Get a pet or join a meetup group. Remember that it doesn't matter what anyone thinks of you, says about you, or feels about you. The only two things that matter are that you have fun and get a qualified prospect to do business with you. Get comfortable with hearing no. No is an acceptable response when the prospect does not qualify to do business with you and you have done a good job asking questions to draw out the information you need. Learn to help people say no rather than put you off. It could well be that we are not a fit, and that's perfectly okay. Learn to ask tough qualifying questions to get information you really need. For example, it may not be comfortable to ask about money, details of the decision-making process, or to test commitment, but you have to do it. Treat clients with respect by making tough questions easier with cushions. I need your help. That makes sense. I'm uncomfortable. Can I say something without getting you upset? And our favorite, let's pretend. Critical thinking. When do you realize you are being paid in strokes? During the meeting or after, when you reflect on how well things went? What can you do to combat compliments during your meetings? The drill. The drill always has our final thoughts for the morning. Today we have two, one from Sherlock Holmes and one from Herbert Bayard Swope. First from Swope. I can't give you a surefire formula for success, but I can give you a formula for failure. Try to please everybody all the time. Next, you have seen but not observed. That's from Sherlock Holmes. And now, let's hear it. Last week, how did your three goals go? Did you accomplish what you hoped to accomplish? Did you uncover any more information? And now we need to reevaluate those goals. This week, please share your top three goals, personal or professional, and how you plan to accomplish them using Growth Dynamics tactics. We are always here for you, so send us your drill responses and we will get right back to you. Now go out there and make this week the best one yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.